You're listening to SBS News.
The Manta is a unique ship. It's part of a fleet called the Sea Cleaners, an organisation founded in 2016 to collect, treat and recycle plastic waste from the ocean. And there's a lot to collect. Shane Kickow from the Australian Marine Conservation Foundation says about 11 million tonnes of plastic goes into the ocean every year.
What we know is that there is so much plastic out there that we're currently on track to see more plastic entering our oceans every year, and the amount of plastic pollution in our oceans doubling by 2040.
The plastic waste, he says, is causing a lot of damage.
The impact on wildlife is huge. I mean, we are already seeing baby turtles washing up on central Queensland beaches with stomachs full of plastic. We've had instances of whales stranding on our beaches with over 100 kilograms of plastic in their stomachs. So we can see right now the first-hand evidence of the toll that plastic is taking on our wildlife in our oceans.
The 9th annual World Ocean Summit was held in July this year to talk about the scale of the problem. President of the Ocean Policy Research Institute, Atsushi Tsunami, told the summit that the COVID pandemic had made things a whole lot worse.
People are staying home, and all the food deliveries, and in case of Japan, we use a lot of lunches and so on and so forth that are all made on the single-use plastics. And that was very unfortunate in a way to have the demand for plastics to be increased because of the pandemic. But of course, the policy side, it was very, the fighting against pandemic for most countries is the top priorities ever.
That tide now seems to be turning as governments accept the urgency of climate change and sustainable environmental policies. The High Ambition Coalition to End Plastic Pollution is a group of more than 30 countries advocating for a treaty to end the production of single-use plastic items. Australia's Environment Minister Tanya Plibersek has just announced the country is committing to the group, which wants binding targets to phase out plastic waste products. She spoke to the ABC's AM program.
It requires us to do what Australia wants to do already, which is increase our ambition on recycling plastics, avoiding plastic use in the first place wherever we can, and then recycling or composting the plastics that we do use.
The announcement has been welcomed by groups like the Worldwide Fund for Nature. Negotiations are about to start on a formal plastics treaty led by the United Nations. And the WWF's Kate Noble says this puts Australia in the box seat.
Those negotiations formally start at the end of November. So this is a really complicated process. It's a really important process, and it does offer a way forward to deal with the global plastic pollution crisis at the international level.
Australian Marine Conservation Foundation's Shane Kickow says the treaty could mean new rules for plastics around the world.
What this means is that Australia is committed to really leading on the global stage and pushing for what would be a binding global plastics treaty that would include things like global rules to bring plastic use down to manageable levels and increase the use of recycled content, while also rules around what kinds of things can be produced in the first place so that we're not seeing the production of plastic goods and packaging that cannot be recycled.
But WWF's Kate Noble fears that even this kind of global action could be undermined without strong local initiatives.
What we know from the research is that currently the world has the policy and technological solutions to seriously reduce plastic pollution and reduce the amount that we produce and consume. Now, a global treaty on plastic pollution is no silver bullet. What it needs to happen is it needs to be matched by really strong regulatory action to drive down plastic use and increase recycling by all countries, including Australia.
One such initiative, REDcycle, collected soft plastics at Coles and Woolworths supermarkets and sent them to third parties to be recycled into things like roads, garden edging and park benches. But the program has temporarily stopped operating, prompting widespread dismay from the Australian public. The company says it experienced a huge uptick in collection during the COVID-19 pandemic, but its partners have not been accepting their recycling, forcing them to stockpile plastics at warehouses. Victoria's Environment Minister Lily D'Ambrosio says it's something the supermarkets need to take ownership of.
Corporate Australia, who are big consumers, are big generators of plastics and also big consumers of plastics, also need to take that corporate responsibility to not just reputationally get the benefits of promoting collection of soft plastics, but also be there and deliver on the real solutions that need to be put in place when problems arise.
Another initiative, the Plastic Free Beaches program, is an effort with the Boomerang Alliance to reduce single-use plastics in beachside cafes. And in many states, items such as plastic cutlery, plates and bowls are being phased out. But as Chief Executive of the Australian Retailers Association, Paul Zara, told SBS News, it's hard to tackle plastic pollution when not everyone is on the same page.
The issue right now is a function of our federated model. We've got every state and jurisdiction doing their own thing. It's the same issue we saw through COVID.
Despite the challenges, Tanya Plibersek remains optimistic. She says the government is willing to invest millions in the right infrastructure, and Australians themselves are also eager.
We know that Australians are very keen to get better at plastic recycling. If you ask Australians, 80% say that it's important to build a circular economy here in Australia. Three quarters look for the recycling symbol when they're buying goods in the supermarket. So Australians want to recycle.
Deborah Grawk, SBS News.